Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. Here's your host, Alan Vaisberg.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the School of Human Potential Radio. I'm Alan Vaisberg, your lucky host, and I feel so privileged to be able to talk to you every week and to discuss with you what's happening, not just on my mind, but what's in the collective mind, so to speak. We bring up all sorts of wonderful guests from areas of mind, body, or spirit to talk to us, to educate us, to share with us their stories and their ideas and how we as modern busy individuals can become better and become well-rounded. Which brings us to tonight's guest, and we have a wonderful guest, Dane Shanti, who is teaching an excellent workshop, which is, by the way, coming up, so we will be promoting that. It's an experiential workshop called The Intuitive Voice. The reason why I wanted to speak to Dane is to share not just her story, but also how we, whether you think that you're an intuitive, whether you think that you don't have any intuitive abilities, we all have our guidance. We all speak to somebody or to something. And I wanted to bring Dane on to tell us how we can speak to the right things and get information that will be helpful to us. So without further ado, let me bring on Dane Shanti. Hi, Dane.
Hi, Alan. Thank you so much for having me as your guest this evening. I'm so excited to share about our intuition and how we all have access to that.
Yeah, and I think most people, we talk about it and we say, hey, oh, it's the woman's intuition. Or, yeah, I just feel that he's looking at me funny. But many people don't put that into action and they don't start really getting into that guidance flow. But before we get into the practicality of it, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself for those people who aren't familiar yet?
Sure. Brief synopsis. I was minding my business, being the executive director of a chamber of commerce, married to an architect many, many years ago. And suddenly there was an awakening of my sensitivities in 1987. And I was hearing celestial music and seeing angelic forms like how you would see a tree, not in my mind's eye, but literally, and seeing people's auras. And I was in an altered state for 3 days. And, of course, I didn't have any frame of reference to what was happening, so I thought I was a little bit crazy there. And it turns out that I had what a lot of people go through called a spiritual emergence. And a lot of people have experiences where they suddenly have their faculties pop awake, and some people have no frame of reference for it, so they don't know what to do with it. So that was back in 1987, and ever since then I've been a like a spiritual coach for people all over the world, helping them recognize that they do have guidance, they are capable of connecting with that, and helping them to sort of wire themselves up and go for it.
Well, and I'm glad to see that you're okay, because some people, when they're starting to hear celestial music and see angelic beings, go into a bit of a shock and not sure how to respond to that or what to do about it. So It's nice to see that you've come out of it okay and you're helping others do the same.
Well, thank you. I was fortunate because I believe we make soul agreements before we incarnate, and it occurred that the couple that ended up being my mentors were there at the event that I was at. And so I always remember this. My body involuntarily walked up to them and said, I've been waiting my whole life to catch up with you. Of course, I didn't know. It was just coming out of my mouth. And, my teacher, Karen, just looked at me and said, hi, love, it's good to see you. Don't worry, I'll explain what's going on. So I think if I didn't have mentors to turn to help me understand what was happening, I probably would have been rather worried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. All right. So since 1987, you've been helping people. And thank you for that. We appreciate that. There are more and more people that hopefully are out there having their own spiritual awakenings or emergence and helping others do the same, because we all go through stuff. And as this world continues to turn, as we are enveloped in the different energies that are flowing about, sometimes it's hard to figure out what exactly we're doing, where we're going, or why even in the first place we're here. So it's nice to see that you're assisting.
Thank you. I think that there's a lot of people walking around who are very empathic, and that means they have such a sensitivity. They're like a sponge, and they absorb the thoughts and feelings of people and objects around them, and even, you know, the global mind, the collective consciousness. And some folks don't have any frame of reference that they are that sensitive, that they're sensing into so many other people's energies. And I feel like it's part of our toolkit for being healthy is learning the discernment of, you know, conceptually we're all one, and there's learning the discernment of boundaries, healthy boundaries. Where do I begin and end, and what feelings are personally mine, and what feelings am I picking up from this person I'm sitting next to? And that's a real important piece to have in your toolkit, is to have some healthy boundaries and learn how to do that.
And let's actually talk about that, because I'm an empath, and it took me a while to actually understand what that meant, except for just walking into a store and then within the next 10 minutes feeling agitated and drained. So let's talk about empath. How can people know whether they're that sensitive? What are some of the ways that they can identify it?
Well, that's a really great question. Of course, I'm always learning from all the clients that I get to serve. I always see them as my teachers. I'd say some basic things are, let's say exactly how you said, Alan, you're in your own skin, you're minding your own business, you're having your own experience, and, you know, suddenly there's a shift. You've gone somewhere else in your emotional content. Your mind is suddenly filled with critical negative thinking. Something got stimulated to turn you against yourself or to be judgmental toward others. And sometimes a good way that we could check on ourselves to see what are we picking up and what's going on is a practice that's, you know, very popular worldwide, which is called being present. Being present means you're self-aware, you're self-resourced. You know where your head, the top of your head is. You know where the bottom of your feet is. You know what you're sensing, what you're feeling. You're attuning to your breath. You're feeling your body. You're being present in yourself. And when you're being present in yourself and you have an encounter with another and you find yourself being present, you'll actually be able to sense your emotions or mental body or astral body starting to pick up the other person's energy. You'll actually be able to track it and feel it because you're so concentrated on being present. And being present is a way to be attuned to your energy and another's energy. And it's very, very helpful because when you start to sense changes, you can say, okay, wait a moment. You know, you can say that to yourself, or you can say to the person you're with and say, wait a moment, I need a minute. And come back to your breath, nice, slow, deep, connected breath. Feel the bottoms of your feet. Feel your belly. Feel your heart. And sense yourself. And when you're sensing yourself, you'll be able to start to discern, gee, what is mine and what am I picking up from you? You know, a quick funny story. Years ago, I had a boyfriend and that we were new together, and I was running a lot of anger at one point. And he turned to me, very empathic, but he didn't have a frame of reference for it. And he said, can you please change your mood? I feel horrible.
Yeah.
And that's a classic empathic moment. You know, it's like, well, get back in your own body and mind your own energy. You won't be picking up mine, you know.
Yeah, it's in my particular case, I had when I really realized that I was that sensitive and that raw was when going through the cleansing process and removing a lot of the you know, negativity that has accumulated. Until that moment when I was teaching classes, and I did a lot of IT training back then, I was completely fine. I was always very comfortable in front of a crowd, never really felt any type of energies you know, around or anything bothering me. And then all of a sudden, I would come in front of a class and all of that energy would just be flowing through and I couldn't handle it. And I had to stop teaching for a while because it was so difficult. It was so difficult for me to be in front of people because I could feel everybody. I didn't know exactly what I was feeling, but I was just sensing all of that energy flowing. If anybody was thinking that they didn't like the training particularly or something that I said, you know, rubbed them the wrong way, I would feel that negativity. It was just so raw, and it took a while to really understand how to protect myself and how to work with those energies, how to be present in the moment and not be picking up all of that stuff that's around.
Well, and what you're saying is so insightful because you're using, you know, there's a lot of fluidity and a lot of things moving, and fluidity is a real important key. So there's being present, being grounded, knowing where your skin begins and ends, and starting to learn the sensing of your own emotions and thoughts relative to other people's. And part of that is not resisting what's flowing through us, but being curious about it. Like, wow, I suddenly feel really agitated and I'm standing in front of a class teaching. I wonder how many people in this room are feeling agitated about something at the moment, right? So what I learned to do is just stop. Once I learned to do this, I very much was like you. But once I learned to do this, I'd say, okay, teaching moment for me, maybe for someone else. Who in this room is feeling agitated right now? You know, and like 50% of the hands would go up. And I'd be like, okay, we have some group agitation going on and I can feel it. And let's clear that negativity now. Let's just, like popcorn, quickly name automatic speaking. What are you agitated about? We'd all like, you know, be yelling it out all together, making it a game and making it fun and poof, clearing the space. And then we could go on. So, you know, there's clearing techniques, grounding techniques, like you said, clearing all the negativity out of oneself. Part of what happens as empaths is if we have negativity that we're running unconsciously, a pattern, let's say we have this record glue of a negative pattern, and someone else is with us and they have a similar pattern, it's like two guitar strings. They're in that energy and it resonates into our field and it calls awake that pattern in us. And the next thing you know, we're resonating to this, you know, darker, uncomfortable energy. So it also works in reverse. You know, you can someone walks into a party and they happen to be a really self-resourced, strong spiritual energy, bright light. They walk into the room and everyone can feel them. Everyone can turn and notice them and they light up the room. So, you know, being empathic works across the spectrum.
Very true. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to continue talking about you know, how people can get into their skin, how they can start utilizing those tools and become more comfortable and then obviously more intuitive. If you'd like to call us, please do so at 888-429-5471. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you need help getting free from your past in order to clearly see the present so you can set your course and live your essence, I've got great news for you. Radio talk show host, author, inspirational speaker, and life purpose coach Alan Vaisberg is waiting to help you recalibrate your life. At recalibrateyourlife.com, you'll find the 5 simple steps Alan will lead you through to help you reach the place in life that has been eluding you. Restore, renew, and recalibrate today at recalibrateyourlife.com.
Are you tired of all of the negativity in children's fiction? Does your child suffer from night terrors or frequent bad dreams? Do you wish there was a series for your child to read that is fun and inspirational? The Wishflower Field, Marie's Triumph, is a fanciful book that not only entertains, but builds inner strength. Join the many that have seen the difference this positive book has made in the way their children handle fear. The Wishflower Field is truly a series that appeals to all ages and empowers within. Visit thewishflowerfield.com for your copy today. That's thewishflowerfield.com.
Welcome back to the School of Human Potential Radio, where we're speaking with Danae Shanti about your intuitive self, about being more comfortable, and actually understanding how to use the guidance that is with you all throughout your lifetime. Danae, so when we left off, we were talking about empaths and how they, me, feel everything and learning to work with it. What would be some of the additional practical advices that you can give people as they're about to walk into a meeting or a training room, in my case, you know, just a regular shopping day? You know, what do they need to do in order to be more present and, in essence, not to pick up all of those energies?
Mm-hmm. Great question. So, you know, we're extraordinarily designed. It's a miracle. What we are is a miracle. And the breath, our breathing, is such a key to keeping us digesting and integrating and present with ourselves. Most people have shallow breath. They're stressed out. They're tight. They don't like to feel a lot of feelings. They don't want to get down in their bodies. And to be a clear conduit, you have to be fully inhabited in your skin. So the first thing I would recommend is really come into the breath. Be aware of how you're breathing. Notice if your breath is coming down just to your chest level and going back out. And play with letting the breath come all the way down deep into the lower belly below the navel. Long, deep, connected breathing sets up a relaxation response. And when we're relaxed, we tend to be, it's like I always say, like you're sitting back in a hammock relaxing. We tend to be more laid back in our skin, more embodied in ourselves. And when we're more relaxed and more present and more in contact with ourselves, we have a better sense of where we begin and end psychically, emotionally, mentally, energetically, astrally, and of course, physically. And all those subtle bodies make up our functioning. So I would recommend stopping before entering a room and doing a check-in. Can I feel my feet on the floor? Do I know where my shoulders begin and end? How is my breathing and what am I feeling? Do a quick little inventory. Be curious about yourself. What is my energy? What are my thoughts? What are my feelings? What's my emotional weather? Where am I at? And then enter the space being self-resourced. And then keep that sense of self-orientation going. Be present so you can start to track or notice when things start shifting for you, if they do. It's a real important tool is the breath helps you be present. The other thing is a lot of people, when they don't want to feel their feelings, they get stuck in their heads, and so there's a lot of thinking. And I'm teaching this in my class right now. It's another practice of being present. You might notice when you're talking to someone, if you're leaning outside your body. So in other words, right now as I'm speaking with you, Alan, I'm very well seated in my core. I'm being here with me, and I'm just sharing with you. But if I were being unconscious, I might be leaning forward and having a little more and, you know, tension in my voice and trying to get my point across, and I'm trying to reach you with my words. And this is an unconscious habit many people do. They try and get outside of themselves to make contact with the other person through the energy of their words instead of allowing themselves to have contact through presence. Remember, everything resonates. So the vibration that you're putting out summons a equal vibration in the field. If you're rested in yourself, you're breathing, you're sharing, you're not trying to talk at someone, then there's a field of invitation in it that brings the other person forth as well. These are two really great tools for empaths to use.
That's wonderful. I really like when you mentioned about tension. Because as all of us can attest to, when you're in a situation where you're about to enter that meeting, you tense up. You're not sure how that's going to go. You're worried about what your boss is going to say, or you're walking into a store and you need to get something done, get out and do something else. We are in a tense situation. So by becoming tense, coming back and discussing that flow of energy, that flow is not there in the way that it should be. And you're actually hurting yourself more than you're helping yourself. So relax, focus on that breath. I really like what you just mentioned there from that perspective as well.
Yeah, what I love about that is, you know, we all have breath. It's free, and we have as much of it as we do until we're done with our bodies, and then there's no more breath. So it's this beautiful, natural gift that we have that we can have more of a conscious relationship with. It changes everything. The physiological response to deep connected breathing is relaxation and presence. You can't breathe like that and remain tense. It can't happen physiologically.
Perfect. Well, and how do people, again, now that we've all relaxed in our breath and we're feeling more comfortable and at ease and everything is flowing better, how do we become attuned to the energies within us? How do we become intuitive? And what does actually intuitive mean from your perspective?
It's a big question. Intuitive. To me, we're all intuitive. I don't know. I can't. If we're in a human embodiment, we're intuitive. I think it's part of the hard drive. It's part of what makes us such an incredible, extraordinary species is sense-oriented intuition. So what most people do is they tell themselves stories. I'm not intuitive. I don't feel. I don't have any guidance. And then they believe those stories. They convince themselves that they're other than the intuitives of the world. That's the first thing. Watch your thinking and the stories you're telling yourself. Notice your beliefs. I would do that as a first step. As a matter of fact, I have a lot of my clients, you know, put a title at the top of the page, I'm not intuitive because, and then they just do automatic writing and they get all this thinking out of the way. I'm too stupid, I'm too dense, I'm not like that, I'm not gifted, all the things that make them separate from their intuition. So clearing the mental body, the thought forms and the beliefs is a great first step. Everyone is intuitive. How we use our guidance is different for everybody. And it's funny because I'm also a vocal coach, and I find when I'm teaching people to sing, it's the same sequence. People either think their way into singing, or they feel their way into singing, or they hear their way into singing. The same is true with our guidance. We're either somatically oriented, so we feel a gut feeling, we get goosebumps, we get heat, we sense prickles, we just feel that we're, this gut feeling we're being guided. Or our heart opens and we suddenly feel this blossoming of warmth in our hearts, and that's like, ooh, that feels like it's a good response to what I'm trying to make a choice about. There are people who are auditory. That looks like thought impressions. You know, you might sit and ask your intuition or your guidance for some input on something. And maybe you get thought impressions, like you know what your thinking sounds like, and suddenly there's this other way of understanding that comes into you, it arises. And you know it's not your own mind. It's coming from another dimension. It's coming from your higher self. And then some people are auditory. They actually hear their intuition speaking with them from within, or they hear their guides, angels, teachers, ascended masters, telling them what they need to do. And I'll give you a very tangible example relative to you and I. You don't even know about this yet. This is fun. So yesterday morning, my guidance channel downloaded to me in 3 days flat this system called Soul Centered Wealth, and I'll be publishing it soon, and I haven't done that quite yet. Anyway, there are very practical tools and practices in there to help people connect with their guidance. So yesterday morning, I had the sense to go ahead and do one of these practices. So I sat down and I started my deep connected breathing, and I felt the truth of my presence, and I said out loud, I call into my life those souls who are already in agreement with me prior to this incarnation to show up in my life right now, those who are hosts of radio shows, who are ideal matches for what I have to offer, who carry an ideal audience that I can serve, and whom I can give my gifts to as well. And I call that forth, and I call it forth in immediate right divine timing. And I said that yesterday morning. And by yesterday afternoon, you just directly called me. And you were like, I need to have you on my show tomorrow. Does that work for you? I was like laughing. It was like, well, yeah, we orchestrated it that way. We just haven't met on the physical plane yet.
And so it's sorry, please finish. I'll tell you my part of that story. But go ahead.
Okay, so one of the things that I love to encourage people to do is to play with their guidance. You know, we're all so serious about everything. It's like pick something that's somewhat lighthearted. You know, doesn't have a lot of consequences, and play with it. Ask your guides to speak to you. Ask your intuition to direct you. Ask your body to give you senses. ask your angels, teachers, and guides, ascended masters, to let you know they're there and to make it obvious. You know, we're like children. We're innocent if we haven't practiced these things. So we need that extra support. We need the encouragement. We can say to them, make it so blatantly obvious to me that I can't miss it, that you're here guiding me, whether it's the higher self or, you know, an angelic teacher. I'd love to hear your side of the story.
And thank you for sharing it. That's actually fascinating. And I'm used to things working this way already. But it's definitely a nice confirmation of how things truly are aligning. My part of the coin is that I used to book guests, you know, 6 months in advance, and we had a long list of people that are waiting to come on. And I stopped doing that after a while because I wanted to be more guided, more in the moment, and see who is the right person to speak to at the right moment. So yesterday I came back from another day of teaching. I'm teaching an IT seminar at the moment. Just got done today, by the way. And I thought, well, who would I have on my show tomorrow? And I looked at a lot of different folks. And as I'm reading through, information on you comes to mind, and an email pops up. And as I read, I'm thinking, this is the one. And what you were dealing with, and the intuitive path, and talking about channeling. There are many psychics, and there are many wonderful people who have been on my show that I've had the pleasure of speaking to. I have many, many friends who are psychics. But for whatever that reason, I felt that I need to speak to you. And that's when I called, and we scheduled a session for today on the radio. So it was a very, very quick thing, but there was definitely guidance involved there. Because I'm looking through everything, I see you, that's the one, let's go.
Well, and I just love that. And, you know, my passion is to let people know life can be like this. It's more natural. This is the more natural way of living. We've just created such a confusion for ourselves, forgetting who we are and thinking who we are when we're not, and, you know, leaving ourselves, leaving our true nature. And our true nature is this innate intelligence that is absolutely stunningly, amazingly brilliant, and knows exactly what it's doing. It's incredible. And the more people who can relax and trust that they have that capacity, the more people become self-resourced and directed from within. They start to master themselves and master their lives. And once you start to master yourself, you start to live what most people would think of as an extraordinary life, where these ways of connecting and synchronicities are the norm.
Yeah, because that's how they work. And we can talk about the law of attraction or any other, you know, methods that we use, but it's all the same system. And as you were talking about intuition, I started drawing it out. I never thought about the word intuition. But what it appears to me is that intuition, you are into it. You're into it. It's not just all within yourself, but you're into that stream. You're into that flow. And what just came to mind as I'm speaking is that you're either into it or you're out of it. So if you're feeling out of it, get into it. And that's intuition.
Yeah, row, row, row your boat. It's all a dream. So dream well, you know.
Yep. So get into it. I wanted to ask you a question. And, you talk about ability to communicate with your guides. And I have gone through the process, and I'm helping others do the same. But how do you help people understand who it is that they're talking to, and who should they listen to, and who they shouldn't listen to?
Yeah, great question. And of course, there's no short answer to that, right? It's like I apprentice people, and it's a long body of work. I had to learn discernment when my channeling first opened. I was like, you know those hotels you go to and the revolving door just keeps going around and you could just be stuck in there forever going around? When my capacities first opened, I was like that. Everyone and anyone and everything was coming through my consciousness. And my teachers were like, so how does that feel to you? And I was like, I'm not sure what to say about it. They're like, yeah, well, you need to learn discernment. And so discernment is not something you're going to learn overnight. There's a flavor. You know, when we're turning to our intuition, our higher self, our I am presence, our personal guides, you know, the entourage of angels, teachers, guides, ascended masters, the Great White Brotherhood, you name it, mm-hmm. there's a flavor of love. There's a flavor of kindness. Often there's a flavor of humor. There's a feeling that we are unconditionally loved and supported, and that the best for us is being held by these teacher energies. And that's the first thing you want to pay attention to. How does it feel? If you're feeling scared, anxious, uncomfortable, trust it. That, you know, this is not rocket science. It's really, really simple. If it doesn't feel good, close the psychic door. If it feels good and consistent and loving, be curious and explore the conversation. You know, I think it's always useful to ask, who is it that's here right now? Who am I talking to? You want to know. Vibration says a lot. We're all made up of vibration. And you can feel, again, you can sense vibration. If something's dense and heavy and, you know, not life-giving, you can feel it. You'll feel sluggish. You'll feel heavy. You'll feel lethargic. You'll feel anxious. And you know that's not a vibration you want to be letting into your space. If it's something beautiful and nourishing and uplifting and bright and is giving you really excellent tips and tools for how to navigate something, then you know that's a loving presence. And you can ask for a name. You can ask for a name as a vibrational signature. And then you can feel that vibration and see how you feel about it.
Yeah, you mentioned funny, and you know, I'll tell you my one of the little anecdotes that happened to me when I was in a channeling class, and we were about to sit down, and I kept hearing, you know, Uriel, and I'm thinking, who is Uriel? You know, I know Archangel Michael. I certainly have heard about Archangel Raphael. Who is this Uriel? And you know, I did a little bit of research, and I saw, oh, okay, it's one of the archangels. Well, great, maybe Archangel Uriel is going to come through and say something. So as I'm in a channeling session, and I'm channeling for somebody, and I'm giving them the information, and then there is this voice that just continues making me laugh. And it's just making me laugh out loud, and I'm chuckling. I'm thinking, what is going on? Could this really be an archangel? I didn't think that archangels were that funny. That I didn't know exactly what to expect. So once that you know, session was over, I rushed to my computer. I type in, you know, Archangel Uriel, funny or comedy. And one of the links says that Archangel Uriel is the funniest of the archangels. And there are stories of the people who were channeling him who were very surprised by how humorous he is. I'm like, oh my God, I completely did not expect this. Which brings another point that I want to touch upon later of expectation. But that was something that was truly wonderful. And since then, I've every time that I am feeling down or my vibrations are down, the first you know, light being that I call is Archangel Uriel to help lift my vibrations. And they're immediately lifted up. So that's my funny story with the Archangel.
I love that story. And, you know, of course, we're both storytellers, so I'll keep mine short. But it's like, okay, go fish. Here's your funny one.
So I we have another 27 minutes, so we're okay. Please make it long if you like.
Oh, good, good. So I used to live in New Hampshire, and every morning I would get up and I would hike at 6 a.m. up, you know, this beautiful trail. And it would end up on the top overlooking the lakes region. And at that time, Saint Germain, the Ascended Master Saint Germain, was my main teacher. He would come to me and teach me from within. And I'm sure you've had this experience too. I was never a book reader. Like, I didn't learn about channeling from books. I just, it happened. I opened. My teachers were there. Boom. You're on the bus. The bus is driving this way. You're on it. You're being taken along. So Saint Germain was my teacher for 7 years on the inner realms. So one of these mornings, I'm walking up, you know, the path, and I'm talking to Saint Germain, and I'm saying, you know, music keeps coming to me. These songs keep coming to me, and wouldn't it be wonderful if there was some way to, like, capture the magic of it all? Because at that time, of course, cassette tapes were in, and I didn't always have my cassette recorder on me. So I'm kind of talking to Saint Germain, walking up the hill. Well, I get to the top of the hill, and he's taking me through this extraordinary meditation, and all of a sudden, here comes this whole entire song that he's singing to me that he wants me to produce. And it's called Stand on the Wind. And he's saying, you can fly up onto the mountain, dive down in the water, fly out into the night and stand on the wind. It's all right. You can be your multidimensional self. And the chorus is really fun and it's repeating. And I'm up there looking at this beautiful cascade of lakes below me. And the song is singing and I'm singing it out loud. And I'm thinking, gosh, I wish I had a tape recorder. And all of a sudden he says to me, in the middle of singing to me, he says, wait a minute. And suddenly I hear all these children come up the path behind me, and they have a video camera. So there are like a bunch of brownies and Girl Scouts or something. I'm like, oh my goodness. So I turned to them and I introduced myself and said, do y'all like to sing? They're like, yeah. I said, can I teach you this course? They're like, yeah. And, you know, the head scout turns on the video camera. We record the whole entire song with this choir of children and hands me the tape. And St. Germain orchestrated all of that. And so I love that, because also in our human forms, we forget that we have so much help. There's such grace available to us. And these etheric beings, they're part of this fabric of that which we actually are in our greater expression. They love to help on the physical plane. They love to penetrate this reality and show us, you know, the beauty and the wondrous possibilities that we don't even know can be possible. They love to surprise us with goodies like that.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story. You still have that tape?
Oh, yes.
And absolutely. Now things are a little easier. No need for a cassette tape. You can just pop in an MP3 player or yeah. on your iPhone and just you know, turn on and start singing.
Yeah, very, very exactly. Cool.
Very cool. One little story, and then we're going to take a next break. But, you know, we talked about them being funny in the conversations. Recently, I asked whoever, you know, my guide that I was talking to at that moment, because there were a lot of information about the Ascended Masters, and there was something that made me think that, you know, am I an Ascended Master? And I asked that question in that way, and the answer was, no, you're a Descended Master. I'm like, what? And that just made me laugh for about 5 minutes. No, that's not a ascended, you're a descended master. You're here. So they are very humorous, and that's one of the things that I found very peculiar, and I never bought it. But and you know, not to put down religion in any way, because I have a lot of respect for many of the wonderful things that it stands for. But the whole rigidity of you must bow before this, and you must put them on the pedestal, and you have to be so nice, and you have to only choose these words in order to communicate to these beautiful entities. And that never felt right to me. To me, they felt like family. Why would I bow in front of somebody? I love them. I am happy to see them. I want to talk to them. I want to ask questions. I want to seek guidance. They are not interested in being bowed down to. They're interested in being there to assist you, to help you, to hug you, and to love you when you need it. And that's what I've experienced, and I hope others feel the same.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I wish we had hours. This is just a lot of fun. So, you know, demonstrating into the physical plane, I was in the recording studio needing to make a new CD for my breathing workshops, and my personality was in a fit. I don't want to. I don't want to. The Ascended Masters flanked me on either side. There's pure white light on either side of me, and they say, we'd like to record the CD for you. And I said, really? What does that look like? They said, well, with your permission, we'll just conduct your body. And for an hour, they conducted my voice, my breath, and my body, and the singing of all, it's all sound, there's no lyrics, the singing that came out of my body was things I don't know how to do. Even as a trained vocal coach, I don't know how to do the things that they did with me. And we were sequencing the frequency of all the chakras. They were giving me the demonstration of aligning chakras through sound and light, and I started seeing realms and colors I've never seen with my human eyes. And at one point, when we got up to the third eye, this angel, literally, like was in front of my eye, had this sort of cone come out of my third eye. And this angel was at the end of the cone, and I was looking at it, and I was so excited that I couldn't stop the sound from singing in order to tell my music partner, oh my gosh, there's an angel staring at me. So instead, inside, I'm jumping up and down while we're still recording, and the angel sees my response and comes right through the cone into this physical reality and is right in front of my face. And it's captured on the recording with the angel saying, hi, hi. I mean, it's extraordinary. Yeah, it's amazing.
Very, very cool. Well, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back and we'll continue our discussion on School of Human Potential Radio. Hi, I'm Alan Weisberg with Recalibrate Your Life, and I help people like you find their soul purpose, align with it, and gain the balance that you seek. But don't take my word for it. Take my clients.
Alan, what can I say but wow? I've always had so many questions on whether I'm on the right path, am I fulfilling my life's mission? These are questions that I assume have been pondered by everyone since the beginning of time. However, the gift that you possess has helped me immensely. It confirmed my need to be artistic, my need to help others so much. I can't even explain the experience. It confirmed so much more than I can describe in this small note of appreciation. Thank you so much for allowing me to speak, allowing me to release my inner thoughts, and most importantly, for confirming and leading me to what I always believed but was not confident enough to believe in. Thank you. Trust me, this was hard for me to do, but I do know that God has blessed us with various gifts, and you have an amazing gift. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You, like all of my clients, deserve to live in alignment with your soul purpose. To begin your journey, visit recalibrateyourlife.com or call 800-323-1619. And don't hesitate. Recalibrate.
Becoming a well-rounded person in our modern society is no easy task, never mind finding your true purpose in the process. Thus, at School of Human Potential Radio, we invite world-renowned experts for a discussion on how to achieve both and lead a healthy, wealthy, and fulfilling life. Topics are all over the mind, body, and spirit spectrum, and guests range from Lisa Williams to Yakov Smirnoff and everyone in between. Listen live, call in, and allow us to help you reach your full potential. And we're back with Danae Shanti and many beautiful people listening to us. And as I'm being told right now, many beautiful light entities who are around us at this moment enjoying this conversation. So thank you, everybody, for being here. We appreciate that. Very, very cool. Well, again, I love this discussion, and you're right. We can speak for hours, which I'm planning to do as well. You know, just because we're on the radio doesn't mean we can't speak off of it, or at least set up some ways to communicate again. How can people do this? And I know you've experienced these wonderful things. I've been blessed to experience incredible things in this. How can people who, you know, whether they have done anything or they haven't, what can they do now? Or what can they do once they listen to this podcast, once it's available? What are some of the exercises? Perhaps there's a little meditation or a guided, you know, something that you can get them through, so they can start and you know, experience it.
That's a great invitation. So I think my best response to that is to just right now go into a channeling mode and let the guidance come through and offer something to the collective, because that'll be the fastest, purest way to serve.
Perfect. So, thank you.
Yeah. So there might be a 10-15 seconds of silence here, but then we'll be on our way. So let me start off by inviting anyone who's listening right now, whether we're live or on the recording of the podcast, to start breathing and take slow, deep, connected breaths. Like I said earlier, deep down below the navel, and relax the body, and preferably be sitting. You know, feel your back against what you're leaning against, and your thighs down on whatever you're sitting on, and start to become mindful of your body and your breath. The energy available to human beings right now is as it has never been before. The vibrations of love and intention are moving at a speed that allows human beings to go from thought intention to manifestation. The higher the vibration, the higher the frequency of self-love operating in the human apparatus, the more quickened is the movement from thought intention into manifestation. So at this moment, as you are following your breath, notice your heart. Place your awareness and your attention in your heart. The heart is the gateway to the soul, the spirit, the divine intelligence that is naturally who you are, a spark of light, an expression of spirit. As you're breathing, breathe into your heart, place your awareness in your heart, and start to become curious. Who are you really? What is the essence of you really? And begin to notice you have a personality, but you are not the personality. Notice that you have identities, roles that you play, relationships that you are coordinated in, yet you are none of these. Notice as you breathe that there is the listener, and simultaneously, there is the observer. Who is watching the breath? Who is breathing the breath? What is the breath? How is it that the breath exists? Take a moment to focus into your heart and allow curiosity to arise as you taste yourself, the true essence of yourself beyond your name, your roles, your identities, your relationships. Feel the meat under the breath into the core and let your heart grow as you breathe into it and notice whatever you notice. We'll take a few moments here in stillness to do so. And now imagine as you are breathing that this divine innate intelligence that is the stuff you are made of already knows the highest path, the clearest health, the greatest love that is meant for your incarnation. And as you breathe and relax open into this internal sense of presence, you choose to relax into it. Just like laying back in a hammock, and you start to invite this divine innate intelligence that is the truth of you to drive the bus. Your life is the bus. And imagine that you can say to yourself inwardly, to your higher self, I choose to step back and become a passenger on the bus, and you drive. Show me who I truly am. Show me the miracles I am capable of. Demonstrate to me into the physical plane these miracles that are being referred to. Demonstrate to me, to my hallucination of the small human self, the vastness and greatness that I am. Show me, show my human eyes the direct experience that will help me have faith in the truth of who I am, in the love that I am born from, and in the gifts that I am capable of awakening and giving into this world. As you breathe into your heart and feel this essential nature of yourself, let go to it. Take a seat on the bus, in the front, the middle, or the back, and allow your divine nature to drive the bus of your consciousness and your life, to see through the eyes of the love that you are, to breathe through the heart of the love that you are, to think the thoughts, to hold the beliefs of the greatness that you are, the truth of your vibration as spirit embodied through soul. In this way, we begin to cultivate the cosmic human being. And the cosmic human being is one who is awakened and knows the truth of the power of pure love in action through the expression of the human form. If you would take 5 minutes every day to simply sit and engage these practices, you will find your trust in yourself and your capacities growing and strengthening. And we as guides love to have appointments. So if you chose that morning or afternoon or evening is your favorite time to commune, we will be there. We are ready to serve. We love having daily appointments. And the more consistent you are in your inquiry, the faster you will grow your vibration and your attunement to the greater guidance available to you. And so we say, spend time cultivating your vibration of love for yourself. That is the best way to awaken and take stock in the glory of who you are. And we say, many blessings to you now. Thank you.
Thank you so much to the light beings, and thank you to you for providing that channel, Dane.
Oh, it's fun. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, what I always like to do, and you've alluded to the same idea with your soul-centric wealth, is taking the esoteric and making it practical. Because there are wonderful books, there are incredible people out there who've experienced these things, and they talk about them, but how do we take that and make everybody able to do that, or to feel like they can do that? That's why the invitations on all of the things that I'm trying to do and you're trying to do is to help people understand that you do have these gifts. You can do these things. And here's how to get started on that way.
Yes, yes. It's kind of like following a recipe. If you don't know how to bake banana bread, then follow the steps and you'll get banana bread. I mean, it's really very, very natural. And that's what's so exciting about teaching how to help people access their guidance. It's really very, very natural. We just sometimes need to be shown the steps.
Yeah, and speaking of steps, and thank you for the universe for providing this transitional moment. Speaking of your workshop, the experiential workshop, The Intuitive Voice, tell us a little bit more about that, when it's coming up, how people can find out information about it, and where can they sign up?
Thank you. Well, there's a couple of things coming up under the same umbrella. The Intuitive Weekend is July 25th through 27th, and I'm actually joining with two other amazing facilitators because many people want to know how to communicate with their animals as well. This is a really big deal in our world these days. So I'm bringing the Intuitive Voice along with another woman who's teaching animal communication, and then the third woman is teaching about how our ancestors influence us and how to work with them. That's July 25th through 27th. You can find all these things on Facebook just by putting in the titles. That one is called The Intuitive Weekend. The Intuitive Voice, opening your listening channels, is the main body of work I'm teaching right now. I will have an online course coming up in the fall. Right now, they're in person in Boulder. And again, you can find that on Facebook, The Intuitive Voice, opening your listening channels. We're doing an intro night, getting the ball rolling on August 4th at the Boulder Integral Center. And I have a whole other group of people that are going to be doing part three. And they're ready to serve the community. They're practicing channeling and accessing their guidance together. They've been practicing on each other. And they're ready to turn around and serve the community and start to give back. So, you know, we're growing people who are willing to see that they do have these capacities and are interested in awakening them and turning around and doing the good work.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much again for coming on. I appreciate it. This was a very peaceful experience. I'm hoping that everybody who listened to it will take a chance. Grab the podcast. By the way, the podcast will be available early tomorrow. Grab the podcast, download it, take it with you, and make it as a daily practice. Take that channeling little meditation and guidance that came through and start applying it, because the best and the only way to do it is to do it. So be into it. Otherwise, you'll be out of it.
Do it.
Let's do it. Thank you again, Dane. I appreciate you coming on. And best of luck to you, your workshops, and your experiences.
Thank you, Alan. It's been a wonderful gift to be on your show. Thank you so, so much, and blessings to you and everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. And for everybody, thanks again for listening. We really appreciate it. We love you, and we will speak to you next week on School of Human Potential Radio.
Thank you once again for listening to School of Human Potential Radio. We hope you enjoyed the program and are inspired to make a positive change in your life. For more information about the school, please like our Facebook page and visit www.schoolhp.com. To sign up for a session with Alan, please visit www.recalibrateyourlife.com or call 1-800-323-1619.